In this week's Torah reading of Vayeshev, the central figure is Yosef, perhaps the most powerful of the 12 sons of Yaakov. The Talmud tells us that before the appearance of Mashiach ben David, the Messiah who's descended from David, there's another one, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Messiah from Yosef. Well, what's that about? And what's the difference between the two Mashiachs? If we delve into this week's Torah reading, we'll see a thread that connects the accomplishments of Yosef. First, Yosef starts out as a servant in the house of the prominent Egyptian Potiphar. Look what happens. Vayar Adonav ki Adonai ito, v'chol asher hu oseh, Adonai matzliach biyado. And his master saw that God was with him, and everything that he did, God made it succeed. And Potiphar appointed him over his house and everything in it. Next, Yosef is thrown into prison. Look what happens there. And the warden of the prison put Yosef in charge of all the prisoners. All the tasks were performed by Yosef, for the Lord was with him. Finally, in next week's Torah reading, Yosef is brought before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Again, what happens? Pharaoh says to Yosef, I have appointed you over the entire land of Egypt. Only through the throne will I be greater than you. What's the common thread here? In each scenario, Yosef is put in charge of setting up and maintaining the infrastructures. He's a master of logistics, putting in place a solid, physical, strong foundation. The greatest of all Torah giants in recent generations is none other than the Vilna Gaon, the genius from Vilna. The book Kol HaTor conveys his teachings about the return of Israel to their land. There he explains that the Mashiach ben Yosef is not a person of flesh and blood, like the king, the Mashiach ben David. Rather, it's a period. And during that period, just like we learned about Yosef, the infrastructures of the final redemption are put in place. This is what he writes 250 years ago. According to the Vilna Gaon, every effort of Jews returning to Israel, building Jerusalem or settling the land of Israel, any major development in these realms, as well as any minute detail therein, all of these are a part of the first Messiah, the Mashiach ben Yosef. Furthermore, he says that there are three things, he says this specifically, that propel this period of the state of Israel, propel it forward. Number one, acts of pain and sacrifice in the return of Jews to Israel. Okay, so that means that when a new immigrant comes to Israel and suffers through the Israeli bureaucracy of getting his papers straight, or has difficulty in adjusting to the abruptness of the Middle East culture, it's part of the plan. It's all for the good. The number two factor propelling this period forward, says the Gaon, is the sacrifice in building and protecting the land. Let's take the example of the ultimate sacrifice, that of Max Steinberg, who returned from a birthright trip to Israel to his home in Beverly Hills and told his parents, I'm uprooting myself from the comforts of my home and I'm joining the Israel Defense Forces. He graduated as the outstanding cadet of the sharpshooters course that he took. He was killed in Operation Protective Edge in 2014. Miriam Selengut is a tour guide at the Ammunition Hill Memorial Site. She tells us what happened when Max's parents arrived for their first trip ever to Israel to attend their son's funeral.
When they got off the plane at Ben Gurion, the military liaison went up to them. His father says, I have my eulogies ready, but we don't have friends or family in Israel. Will there be a minion? And the military liaison looked at him and said, don't worry, it's okay, trust me. And they get to Har Herzl and there are thousands of people there. And they think, you know, it's the war, there are so many funerals, we're just going to be lost in the shuffle. And they voice their concerns and the military liaison looks at them and says, no, you don't understand. All these people are here for you. 30,000 people showed up to say thank you for a guy they didn't know.
The Vilna Gaon is telling us that the sacrifice of Max and the pain of his family are fueling the triumph and the advance of the Mashiach ben Yosef, of the state of Israel. The third thing that the Vilna Gaon mentions that propels this period forward is prayer for the success of the Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, where does the Jewish nation learn how to pray from? From the example of a woman, the biblical Hana. That says a lot about the power of prayer of women. So you women all over the world, your prayers are the secret A-bomb in the IDF arsenal that will bring about the success of every IDF mission and protects every IDF soldier. The Vilna Gaon, in essence, is saying that your prayers can make the difference between life and death. So even if you're not accustomed to praying, you've never prayed before, All you have to do is open your heart to the God of Israel, and this will bring about a situation according to the words of the Gaon of Vilna of Od Yosef Chai. Yosef still lives, meaning it'll give life and vitality to this process of the return to Zion. Righteous Gentiles, too, are all over the world, and they're pushing us forward because the return to Zion is tantamount to the redemption of the world. So, my beautiful Jews around the world, as we go to the synagogue this week and hear the words in the Torah reading of Yosef laying infrastructures in everywhere that he goes, remember that here too in Israel, you have a role. So let's connect to and do all in our power to come to Israel, to live, to be a part of empowering Yosef and be a part of this monumental historical process, the return to Zion. Shabbat Shalom from here, Beit El. Help. 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 Help.